Did you hear out your nose?
Actually, no.
No, that's a
good idea. The thing about Irish people, though, they all sound sick on ads all the time, though.
Ooh.
You can go for a weekend break and wait.
Sorry, I'm a cold.
Sorry. Hello.
Hi. This is episode 27 of Rockets Club Soda Out. I'm Lauren Egill.
I'm Sean O'Doul.
Well, I'm so glad we always put our full names.
Yeah, just in case you're wondering who we are. Friends.
As if our names will make any difference to them. We're just jerks, but with long names.
So many jerks and also long names, but loads of items.
Yeah, we have lots to talk about.
Hooray.
But we're coming to the end of our series together.
I know.
We won't be able to our do this anymore. Together.
But my concern is, will you get another person to replace me?
Of course I won't.
Will you have, like, we could have auditions and have people Skype in or something.
To see who can get closest to being
as annoying and weird,
wry and witty as you are.
Well, we're going to play into that. Like, no one, you know, someone who's not one of us couldn't play this game that we're doing later on.
They couldn't not play
this
game.
They weren't not either, but neither of us.
Yeah, we have a game, a Laura versus Sean, because it was requested.
By whom?
Alex. Alex, okay. So I guess...
You said George emailed the show as well, so we got
that. Yeah, George got us a message, so I forgot what that was.
Okay, we'll find it.
Yeah, so we went to Bad Kids last week.
Yay! Yeah, as promised, but then what we did is we promised a thing, and then we did it.
We did it, yeah, see? We invited you all out, listeners, and a total of one of you came.
Thank you to the
Thanks,
one of you.
Thanks, Louise.
That's a significant margin of our listenership. That
Also, it's Thursday night. Out of three.
We don't take it personally. It's Thursday night. It a lot of you have been working... You know, high-profile jobs, obviously, and
you get up early in the morning.
Of course.
Not like Sean and I, who are now officially both on social welfare.
Yeah, I'm on the social. I'm Narmral. I'm going to read Roddy Doyle and just get it.
Apparently, a country is in dire straits when you have 10% unemployment rate, and we are at 13.
Yeah, and a friend of mine who has a PhD is also on the social.
Who has a PhD?
Yep.
That's worrying.
The woman behind the counter asked him, like, what's a PhD? Is that between, like, a FITAC level 3 or, like, an apprenticeship in mechanics?
What's a PhD?
Yeah. Well, no, where does it kind of rank in the thing?
Oh, my God.
It's just funny.
Also, we're going to, for our challenge later, play for our forfeits. We never really have forfeits, do we?
Yes, we do. I had to email everybody and ask them to come to Bad Kids, which we've spoken about already.
You did do that, yeah.
Yep.
Well, I know, I mean, otherwise, when we've had our competitions.
This one is one of the more serious ones, yes, indeed. This one's, we're playing a game of wax on, wax off.
We're going to call it wax on, fuck off.
Wax on, piss off. We have to attach wax strips to our face and then pull them off at high speeds.
Does that have to be face?
Questions wrong.
It shouldn't be face on me.
No, your face is perfectly nice.
No, thank you. Oh.
Oh, hi, girl!
But, you know, you can do it on my legs, maybe.
What?
My toe.
Which toe?
That one. Look at that little...
There's not a single hair on the... Holy shit, actually.
It's really light, but yes.
There's a lot of it, and it's light.
Hey, no.
That one?
Maybe not there.
There's a really... Okay, there's one that's longer
every
than a fingernail.
Woman has a little bit... Shut up. Not true. Okay, sorry, yes.
You're about to explain to the listeners that every woman has hair in odd places. Like, oh, okay, I see.
Different shapes and sizes. No, but I mean...
Women are great.
Yeah. Mostly our family.
Yeah.
I'll take that out.
No, I need to. Yeah. Our family is so
I'm such
much
a bitch.
Fun.
Actually, I'll leave it in there for the comic value, but I apologize to everyone. Yeah. We went to Beirut. That was good.
You.
And
Beirut was actually amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was a really good gig. There was a lot of shoving in the crowd.
Yeah, I've never seen such a douchey kind of.
It was so. It was so sold out. It was really full.
Yeah.
And
I think it was oversold.
I think so too. And my friend Johnny was standing next to a pregnant woman. That was like, "Stop pushing me!" And he was like, "Oh, I'm not doing it on purpose." He was like really, really upset through the whole thing, trying to protect her. Like, yeah.
Why did she even go?
I don't know.
It's the 21st century, you can get a video of it, it's all the same.
Exactly, or she can go up to the balcony.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, there's loads of space up there.
But I only bought my ticket that day, even though I bought originally a pair of tickets on 29th of April, and then my dad threw one of them in the bin.
He just one of them, I don't understand how he only picked up one and thought, fuck it, I'll throw this one out.
Oh, fuck him. He's only going to go on his own anyway.
When you were gone, he just went through all of your closet and your drawers and everything.
I know, it doesn't matter, I'm going to be out of here soon anyway. I'm going to be out of here soon.
You're gonna miss you or whatever.
Oh, we don't have to talk about that right now, thank goodness. But although really, really quickly, I'd like to thank Christine for two things. She's helped me find an apartment in Belgium.
Yeah.
The location of which I can't say because it's part of the wax on, piss off challenge. So I want to thank Christine. And also her status update says, damn these wild young hearts, which I believe is a shout out to the Noisettes.
Oh, hey,
and in a way, us. Awesome.
Listen to our show.
Yeah.
Also, I broke up with my boyfriend last Saturday.
You were very upset.
I was. I cried all of the day. I'm still upset. Like,
he doesn't listen to this show, is that right?
No, that's why we're able to talk about it. Or at least I don't think he does. And he might later at some point when
we're not gonna trash finally friends.
No, he's awesome. That's the problem. He's deadly. We didn't have any problem. I was super happy and so was he. We just didn't see a future together. Such is life.
Next item.
I've been watching a lot of Clone High. I know.
I'm really sorry about that.
It's okay. It's okay.
What can I do?
No, nothing. We went You're on a walk. Away.
I brought you to, we went to Eddie Rockets.
Yeah, you did. You brought me to Eddie Rockets.
We went to Eddie Rockets. And then our...
And then Circa paid for it.
Yeah. Paid for it. She has a job.
So you didn't bring me anywhere.
I did bring you there. Yeah. Well, you drove me.
I drove both of us there.
I accompanied you with chat and that. They fucked up our order so fucking bad.
I know.
Anyway,
it really upset me.
Jeez. That was the most upsetting thing
yeah,
of the day.
Yeah, it's the worst thing that's happened to me all week.
Yikes. Tell me about Clone High.
It's just a really good show from 2002 and it was apparently like out after Daria to fill that kind of gap. Do you not think it's hilarious?
A lot of it's very good, yes. A lot of it's very good.
It's bizarre. Tell me your plans for Belgium.
Oh!
Don't need to talk about TV.
I bought tickets to go out on the 21st of September and then I'm going for a long time. Next time I'll be back is the 10th of November. That's a long time.
2 months?
Yeah. Yeah, 2 months.
It's going to be a long time.
They speak a different language over there. They speak Dutch. They're going to be like,
Dutch. Ah. Are you going to learn Dutch? I don't know why you haven't tried before.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? I've been busy.
Doing what?
I was in Gozo. I just got back. I'm still sick. I still have my fucking cold. I've had a cold for 3 weeks.
You don't need to get so defensive.
No!
Also, our twin sisters has turned 30.
Are you finding it difficult when you say my twin sister's
birthday? Yeah, everyone's just like,
oh, you have a twin.
So
wow,
it's your birthday?
Awesome.
No, because I've said it before. I'm like, my twin sister, she's a twin. I'm not. People are like, what?
If she's your twin sister, she's a twin. You're so stupid.
And for about 15 minutes the other day, one of them was 29 and the other was 30.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said it on Facebook and people were like, what? I don't understand.
That's not real. You're lying. You're
a jerk. It's magic.
But their 30th was good. And we're actually celebrating on September 10th.
So yeah, I thought that they were going to have a Mad Men themed party, but apparently most people won't come or get it if they don't know what Mad Men is.
Here's the thing.
If they don't want to dress up or something.
Yeah, because it's weird if you have a theme party and half people are dressed and half people aren't. But here's the thing.
It's not that weird.
Jersey Shore drew in 4 times the viewership of the season premiere of Mad Men, season 4, episode 1. Yeah.
Oh, that's pathetic.
That's how many people know about Mad Men.
But do you know which one I would have watched?
Oh, neither. You would have gone for some time life drama. Too Far is not nearly enough. Yeah, True Hill repeats.
Probably, yeah.
Oh.
Watched every single episode of The Hills and now I feel dead inside.
Yeah, that's wise. What did they do at the end? They took apart the set?
That was so lame.
Why was it lame?
Just the season finale, they're like, it's supposed to be a wink, wink and a nudge, nudge. And at the very end, it's Brody Jenner standing in front of the Hollywood Hills and then they pull it aside and it's just a backdrop. People walking around in the background with lights and shit like that. It's so stupid.
It's rather stupid. Urgh! When people went to Europe with their boyfriends who had been introduced to one episode previously,
yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that about?
Crappy Deus Ex Machina. Oh, Lord. Can I play a song for you?
What song would you like?
It's because, okay, so I've been trying to get you to listen to this song for ages.
Oh, can I guess?
Yeah.
Born Ruffian.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
song is called Nova Lee and it's really good and it'll make the listeners just really happy.
Okay, well, seeing as it's your going away,
I think
podcast,
we should play
we'll
it.
Probably do another one in the meantime.
Yeah. Loads. One a day.
One a day. When this am I going to find time to edit that? I'm going back to school to do a master's.
In editing my hilarity.
No. I'm going to be doing Sound and Music.
Sound of Music?
No. Sound and Music. That's like the twin sisters issue. With everyone thinks I'm saying... Somebody else thought I said phantom music.
What's phantom music?
I don't know. Some sort of ghost singer.
Ghost. Anyway, sorry. No, obviously.
The song.
Yes, Nova Lee. And then while we're doing that, we'll apply wax to one another. Oh,
I think you can do it yourself. You can apply it for you.
No, because I'm shit. And if I get it wrong, my face will look even weirder than it does already.
Yeah, you have to lay it very flat and pull
it. I don't care to know that.
What are you going to do when I'm not around?
Go hairy. If I'm in Belgium on my own, I want to turn into a total misanthrope and totally let myself go and be like a weirdo, weird person.
That's pathetic.
Yeah. So.
The song, Novalee. Here it is. Playing.
Now. Ooh-hoo. It's great. You haven't heard it because we haven't played it yet. But woo! Yay!
There's a space in my mind's big bookshelves. What's the place of an idiot's dream? For the songs I never sing, all my suits and my guitar melodies. And I've got there for the girls and the boys I never meet. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And I've got to bleed in the air that my arms stand up with me. Ooh, 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 ooh. This
So, listen, right?
Yay. Ow!
That was that song. Are you alright?
No, that was actually an itch in my nose.
Okay.
Because I'm going to start a fight with you.
Are you going to start a fight?
I needed to get rid of my eyebrows because they're growing out of control.
The middle and then the two sides.
But my problem is I can't see very well.
Oh, dear. So you can't read your... I'm only allowed... Oh, bless you. I'm only allowed to rip these off vindictively if I get your questions right.
If you wait a second, if you get my questions right.
Oh, no, hold on.
I'm sick.
Oh, I have to get your questions right or else you'll...
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
I can't help myself. Okay, bless me.
Okay, so do you want to do five and then five or what?
I will do one and then one.
Okay. Brother and sister competing
for glory. Laura versus Sean. Now, we've done five because even though there's three strips, is that right? Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, I have one so far. I only realised that, yeah, they have to be ripped off anyway. So I'm just going to apply. Oh, I'm going to apply one so far.
Yeah. I put on three. Yeah, you did.
So, yeah, do your first one.
All right. What is the name of the college I'm going to in...
In Leuven?
Yeah, that'll do. Nice work.
Wait, I just told you the place.
Hello. Yeah, but what's the actual name? I don't think I've ever told you
the
full name.
No, what is it?
Catholic University of Leuven?
No.
Okay.
So I could have just guessed University of Leuven or College of Leuven. You would have got it. It's Catholic?
Yeah. That's just a name.
Oh, I see.
I'm allowed to blaspheme, if that's what you're asking. Anyway, congratulations. Okay.
I got one right. So what is... these five are about me because I misunderstood. Stop sneezing! What's my favourite colour?
According to what?
Just in general. It's been my favourite colour since I was a child.
Purple.
I'm ripping one. It's pink, by the way. Listen, come closer to me so I can...
What? Why is it pink? I don't understand.
It's pink.
That's too cliche.
But I love pink.
Didn't know that.
Okay, three.
The artist.
Two. One.
Oh, fuck.
Whoa, Jesus. Look at that. Look how much hair you had there.
Yeah, okay.
That was just... I just did above Sean's nose, the very middle.
Fuck.
I didn't even get it all. I mean, they're still there.
I don't want to hear about it. It's too painful. Anyway, next. Is it next? Really painful? Sorry.
I pulled it pretty hard. Pink, yeah, pink's my favorite color. Not like the artist.
It's my favorite color. Which kidney do I still have?
Left.
No.
You have your right one. Fuck. No, you have to pull it that way.
Does
it? Yeah. No. From that corner down. That way.
Oh, fuck! That looked painful, dude.
You
are you okay?
Dick muncher.
Wait, what? That's a bit much.
It's still there. Oh, you did it wrong. Go answer the phone.
Hello. I was inexpertly taking your thing off.
Oh,
at the time.
Shit. You're not supposed to pull it up. You're supposed to pull it across.
I have my right kidney, you piece of crap.
Oh, I can't get it off now. You're going to have to scrape off this wax. Maybe I didn't think this through.
No. Me neither. Is that going to happen to me?
No.
I don't care about you, but if it happens to me, that's different.
Oh, fuck. It's really sore. Oh, Jesus. Okay, let's do another one.
Okay. You're up.
You still have your right kidney.
Yeah.
Where did I think the left one's taken? I thought the left one was more important.
What? According to who?
It does more.
Shit. The left kidney. Well,
yeah.
But I'm left-handed, and most people are right-handed. Maybe that's what you're thinking
sense.
Of.
It makes as much sense as one of the kidneys being more important than the other, which I think it is.
No. Anyway, no. Go on.
One of mine?
Yeah.
Who's my favourite singer?
Patrick Wolf.
Yeah.
Ha! That's Whoop. Easy. Now,
I can't even get this off.
In relation to a conversation we had earlier this week, a stranger approached you on Skype and wanted to talk to you about you being beautiful and him being single and 25.
He's from Algeria.
What's the capital of Algeria?
Did you keep saying it over and over?
Nope.
I don't know the capital of Algeria.
Yeah, you do.
Oh,
I did say it a couple of times.
Oman?
No. That's Oran. And
Oran?
No.
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, slapping my...
It's Algiers.
Algiers.
Don't worry about it.
I can't think about it because my toe is covered in wax and it's gross.
Yeah, it is gross. What's your favourite colour? Pink.
Mine's pink. What's your favourite colour out of interest?
Blue.
What kind of blue?
The kind my hair colour used to be.
Oh, that was crazy electric blue. Who is my favourite artist?
Like, painter?
Yeah.
Here, crap, how would I know that?
I think you might. Don't put my pen in your mouth.
Sorry, I'm trying to think. That's what I do. Picasso. No. Pintere.
Think about it again, though. You do know.
Do I know?
I'm going to press down this one again, so I'm going to rip it off your face.
Are you going to take one of my eyelashes?
No.
It feels as though you definitely are.
No, it's not touching it. Oh, it is. But...
Dude!
No, it's not. It's not. It's fine.
Who is your favourite artist?
Who's my favourite artist?
From what period?
It's pop art.
Warhol.
No.
Shit.
I would have thought you got it.
Shit! Right. Roy Lichtenstein.
3, 2, 1.
Lichtenstein. Ah, Lichtenstein!
Wow, that really ripped off, like, a lot of your face.
Oh shit, like too much?
No, you're not bleeding or anything, but you still have a bit of wax.
Do I look crazy? I don't care about any of it. I just thought I looked like a crazy person. Fuck!
That's gross.
It's so long. Now,
let's continue. You didn't get much. Listen, you're so shit at waxing, I'm doing the rest of mine, but you can ask me the question.
Okay. What have I been stupidly calling Espanol? Spanishito. Oh, well done. Spanishito, that's exactly right.
I knew that one. What is my dream job?
Oh, fuck.
You don't know me very well.
No, I do. I knew
don't
it was
answer your fucking phone.
What is your dream job? Production company.
No, that's unspecific, dude.
You had a 5-year plan where at the top of it you wanted to have your own production company.
Yeah, but that's towards my dream job. That's towards my goal. Come on. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, I'm ripping off this eyebrow.
What's the answer?
I want to make music videos. I want to be a director.
How did I knew you wanted to be a director. I didn't know you wanted to do it.
3, 2, 1.
Fuck!
Oh, I think that looks like someone person's full eyebrow. Just part of your eyebrow.
Here. I look like a lunatic.
You look great.
No, I look kind of like a lunatic, listeners. No,
yeah.
I do look
like a lunatic. No, you
don't. I'm like a psychopath. Maybe. Fuck, dude, that hurt.
Yeah, it's the point of it.
Thank you. Ow, also. Fuck.
Can I do your back?
No way. Although I was getting out of it so much.
Yeah, isn't it really itchy?
Yeah, it was bad when it was in Gozo, but it's grand now. Now, shit, okay, so.
You have one more. I have one more question for you. What?
I have one more question for you also.
Yeah, I'll wax the other toe now. What's the question?
Minutes or seconds?
That's minutes.
Shit. Anyway, it's name 6 countries with 4 letters in 15 seconds.
Iran, Iraq. I cannot believe I can't name more. How many are there?
10.
Oh, I bet you people are shouting at me right now. All I can think of is strawberry.
10.
I give up.
11. What, really?
No. I genuinely can't think of anything.
14, 15.
Yeah, you're still counting.
Slap it on.
Yeah, okay. Listen, you're going to have to pull this really tight. Give me some of the other countries.
Cuba, Fiji, Mali, Oman. Did I say Fiji? Peru, Togo.
I get that I'm brain dead in that regard. Togo.
Laos. Should have got Laos. Ow, my eyes.
What you have to do is you have to pull it from the toe that way.
Okay, sorry.
No, not up straight, right across, as if you're going like, let.
I see.
Yeah. 3. Now you're going to count down!
Much better.
No, not better at all.
So much better. Look how well I did.
Stuck there. You ass butt. Oh, don't rub it in. Sorry. Sean left wax all over me again.
So much of this podcast is really distressing, but it's important.
I'm going to have to try and heavily edit
it. You have one last question for me. I can't believe I've gotten so many wrong. Yeah. I know you wanted to direct music videos.
That's what I've always wanted to do. Well, since I was like 15 or 16.
Next.
What's my favourite film? I'm going to find somewhere else to wax.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
That's easy.
Darn it.
Easy.
That's not easy.
Now. I had a couple things to tell you while my eyes were healing from their being in pain.
Okay, well, while you talk about that, I'm going to wax my toe.
Properly, because I'm shit.
Yeah, because I'm shit.
All right, I want to introduce to you a new item. Every single week, I talk about this all the time, every single week in Lidl, they sell a new thing that you can kill people with.
What are you talking about?
I'm serious. I'm calling this article a Lidl unnerving. Okay, besides hurls, which you can...
By the way, if people don't know, Lidl is a shop that we have...
Okay, outside of the clamp set and the screwdriver set and the vise, which you can obviously kill people with, cordless drill, and main thing is 5 kinds of gun. Soldering, nailer, stapler, heat, and multi-tool.
Heat gun?
But what I'm saying is you could kill someone very easily with the electric scraper. Here's how it's described. Effortlessly removes wallpaper, glue, paint, silicone, skin, etc. Suitable for various surfaces, metal, wood, or plastic, or bone. So...
Jesus.
That is a little unnerving.
Who are they trying to appeal to in that?
The Lithuanian mob. Sorry, I don't know. That's probably just not great to say. Anyway, so I'm going to find something in every single Lidl that will kill people, and then we're going to put a link to it on the website.
Okay. You are going to.
I am going
you
to.
You always volunteer.
I am going to get Laura to do it.
Ah, why won't this come off?
See my problem exactly. Maybe you got weird toes. Jinx. Oh, shit, my eyes.
I did hurt you, didn't I? It looks red, but it looks good. Like,
Sean
pulled a face. You're going to look like a proper model.
Cool. Anyway, because this is what I think about lately. The website, something needs to be done.
No,
the website needs to be something for it done with. So what I'm going to do is I went to the Museum of Death yesterday.
Oh yeah.
The Natural History Museum, and I'm going to put terrifying photos of animals.
It's so scary. Some of the things some of the pictures that you took. Why did they put the animals in those such weird poses anyway?
They were always in those weird poses because they used to be...
about to eat your face off.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I took deadly photos of them. I took photos of the no photo sign, so...
Yeah.
Postmodern. Ow, fuck.
Here, oh, I have a finishing wipe for you.
What does a finishing wipe mean?
It just, it takes some of the
pain off. See, I'm not used to getting waxed at all.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Well, I've waxed your face like 6 times so far.
My face?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my eyebrows when they were going crazy.
Yeah, that's what I just waxed.
It only when it turns into a monobrow and I look like, I don't know, a bad guy from Mr. Men or something.
You look much better.
Well, thanks, dude. I don't think you can speak to that, but thank you very much. Ow. You said pain out. What the fuck? How often do you have to do this?
Is it hurting more? It'll close, like it'll do something. I don't really know.
Pour your clothes.
I was going to say it'll probably close your pores, but maybe not.
How often do you have to do this? Women, you guys have a rough shake. I don't mind telling you.
Maybe 6 weeks.
Every 6 weeks?
Yeah.
That's like how many times a year?
Girls, the other girls have to do it more.
Hairier ladies?
To their faces, yeah. And shave their legs and other areas.
The works. The
tops of their legs.
The tops of their legs. The toes of their legs. The heels. The soles of their feet.
That's the first time I've ever tried to wax my toes and fuck, it didn't work.
It's still on there.
I know.
It was inexpertly done, if you don't mind my saying. Yup.
Talking about, you did it.
No, I know.
So maybe we should wrap it up because I'm feeling like garbage.
I feel like I've been beaten up.
Slapped in the face a couple times.
It feels like someone ran an electric scalper over my bones.
What are you talking about? You're really dramatic. It looks great.
I'm really dramatic.
Except for this bit here, I'll pluck it.
Ah!
Plucking's the worst.
It's plucking garbage. Hey, have we sworn this one yet?
Yeah, like a million times.
Shit, fuck.
Fuck.
Anyway. Yes.
Do you think I swear too much?
No. I think you eat too much. No, whoa. No, that was just a joke. That was supposed to be a segue. Sorry, you looked horribly upset. No, that's not what I mean. That was supposed to be a neat segue to your food diary. Laura dug out a food diary in her time. It's fucking hilarious.
I'm not going to read from it now. You're being an ass.
No, that segue was perfect. I'm trying to be a radio...
I think I eat too much food. No, I worry too much about what I eat.
Yes, that's what I meant to say.
I'm sure. I found... I just found a... cough. Don't cough.
I covered my mouth.
I just found a food diary of when I went on a diet after I broke up with someone. And, God, it's depressing.
Why?
It's so depressing. It's like... For the specific food diary that I had, you had to say one positive thing that had happened to you that day and then something you're looking forward to for like the rest of the week.
Cool.
You're like, oh, positive things I noticed is that I've walked longer today than yesterday and I was really tired and I'm looking forward to this week ending.
They sound all positive. I want to hear negative, 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 negative.
Okay, well, let me go to the... Oh, okay.
Like the shit that you're
Day 7, you're supposed to review and renew everything. I haven't read this yet, so... Best things that happened to me this week, dinner with Louise, home and Andy, blah, blah, blah. My biggest challenges, getting over my ex-boyfriend, learning to eat well. I did these things for the first time. Ordered salad. Ordered salad. Classic. I hate salad. I hate.
Why? Salad's
It's just the worst. Salad sucks.
Nice work.
Yeah, good. More, good job, mate. I was going to say, like, oh, this is me when I'm, like, crappy and broken up with a boyfriend or all that kind of shit. But this is, like, just 2 years ago.
As recent.
So yeah, it's just after I broke up with Shane.
Very recent.
Not very recent.
I'm so sick. Anyway, go on.
I'm not as pathetic this time around.
It says bad day.
It says bad day.
Please don't take a picture.
Finally ordered a salad.
You ordered a salad for the first time 2 years ago. That's disgraceful.
No, I think it's always been there. I don't think I've ever bought one. Like I think I went to a restaurant and ordered a salad rather than ew. Your face looks so weird.
Don't say, ew, your face looks so weird. My feelings are going to get hurt.
You told me I eat too much.
That was a segue.
That
was a neat segue.
Listen, let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Because I'm going to have to cut out most of that anyway. Oh, my toe. That's like every episode that you've referenced it in since you've heard that song.
Is that true?
Yes.
Every reference.
Yes. People know what it is. Anyway, so thank you for listening to this garbage episode where we talked about nothing.
Thank you for listening to this garbage episode where we talk about nothing.
sure to come back for more. Nothing.
It's more garbage nothings.
So yeah, we can
next find week us we're on gonna find different orifices to wax.
Ew, come that's a lie. On, no.
I'm just kidding.
Such a lie. See, because you couldn't fucking do it anyway.
Yeah,
it's melting off me. Oh,
it doesn't matter. I'm sorry. Gross. I'm sorry. God.
Okay. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next 2 weeks from now.
Talk to you next soon. Bye. Bye.
Bye. So much I call.
Bye.
What's that?
It's our flatlining, but like also say goodbye. Yeah. Uh-huh.